Well, I don't know about you, but the sun's been shining this morning. That gets all the gardeners thinking, oh, I could get out there. It's a bit chilly still, so you might want to stay indoors. But it also turns our attention to the National Garden Scheme, which, as you know, throughout the year on Cambridge 105 Radio, we like to pick up on gardens that are open to the public and helping to raise money for charity as well, so that we can get you out and about all year. I'm joined on the line, as usual, by Penny Miles. She's the local communications team leader for the National Garden Scheme. Penny, hi, nice to see you. Happy New Year.
Oh, very happy New Year to you, Neil. Really great to be back on the programme.
Yeah, it's nice to see you. So, I mean, this is also the time of year when we look back, isn't it? And how was 2022 for you as an organisation?
It was absolutely wonderful, Neil. Nationally, the National Garden Scheme raised just over £3 million, £3.1 million. Which is really, really, really great. And that money has gone to the charities that we support. So that is, we're very much into district nursing at the National Garden Scheme. So charities in that sphere, Macmillan, for example, also Marie Curie, Hospice UK. We've given £450,000 each to those three.
Wow. Now, that really makes a difference when you do something like that, doesn't it? That's extraordinary. That's a heck of a cheque to write out, isn't it?
Well, yes. And one of the wonderful things about the scheme is the consistency with which we support these charities. That's very unusual in the world of charitable giving. But we've been going such a long time now that we are the largest donor to many of the charities that we support, like Macmillan and Marie Curie, simply because of the number of years we've been doing it. But all of us on the county teams love what we do, and we're just delighted to be able to support them like that. And it's by no means just those three. Our founders, the Queen's Nursing Institute, £400,000 for those, £350,000 each for the Carers Trust and Parkinson's UK. Substantial sums of that order for Gardens and Health, for example. Several charities come under that heading, including charities like Horatio's Gardens, which is gardens for hospitals with spinal units, to enable people with spinal injuries to get outside. Support for gardeners, the Gardeners Benevolent Fund, are among charities that have shared $340,000. $187,000 we have allocated for the community garden grants.
And those
are the 2022 grants. That's what we gave. But the community garden grants for 2023 is in fact still open. You haven't got long. You've got till this time next week, 31st of January, to get your application in. We talked about that just before Christmas.
We did.
But all in all, a really wonderful year nationally. But what we're particularly excited about here in Cambridgeshire is that we contributed, the generous garden visitors of Cambridgeshire contributed £76,854 to that.
I'm just trying to cast my mind back, but 22, yeah. I mean, we've been doing this for a couple of years now. That's way up on previous numbers we've been talking about.
Yes, it is. Well, we were delighted last year to raise just about £62,000, which was itself a record. And that compares very favourably with our pre-pandemic amount that we raised 2019. We raised just about £50,000. It would be the comparative figure. We actually raised slightly more than that, but only because we had a special event in 2019. But 50 to 60, that's quite good, 20%. And 26% up we are. And so I think we must be one of the fastest growing counties in the National Garden Scheme. And we're just thrilled as the team here. And just so grateful to everybody that supported us, including, of course, your wonderful self.
Oh, of course, of course. is it more houses, more visitors, or a bit of a mixture of both? More gardens available?
Well, I think people are realising one of the effects of the pandemic is that people do now realise more the benefits of getting out into nature, and the value, the personal value you get of doing that by visiting gardens. Mm. And, you know, what we do is sort of all about joy in a way, you know, for the visitors. It's a wonderfully calming thing to do, to go out and visit a garden. You know, for the garden owners, you know, generally it's a very fulfilling thing to do, to open your garden. For the volunteers like us that enjoy doing it. And, of course, for our beneficiaries. It's all, visiting a garden is also extremely good value. It's a great way to get out. I mean, typically a garden visit would cost, you know, £5, £5 to £7, something like that. Some of them are even a little bit less than that, the smaller ones. And, you know, you get a lovely afternoon out, normally some wonderful tea and coffee too. And that compares really well with any other visit out you might do, comparable, say, to a stately home or something like that. Yeah. And you're doing so much good by...
Yes, everybody wins, don't they? Everybody wins.
Yes, 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 that's right. And our booklet for 2023 is about to be published. You'll start to see it appearing towards the end of January, I would say. We're hoping to get them in the next week or so, but it will take us a little while just to get them out into garden centres, train stations, cafes, anybody that's kind enough to display them for us. There will be booklets out, and that will show all the lovely gardens that we've got open in 2023.
That's amazing. And one of the things that occurred to me, actually, and I was thinking this when I was on holiday back last, I went to a wedding down in the West Country and spent a few days down there. And I went into Wales, and there's National Garden Scheme signs up there. And of course, a lot of people now holidaying back in the UK, the foreign travel is starting to come back a bit more strongly, but a lot of people have realised that actually we live in quite a lovely area. And so even if you're travelling, it's always worth perhaps going to your website and looking up where you're going and seeing what gardens might be open as a place to go and visit while you're away.
Oh yes, yes, absolutely. We've got some truly wonderful gardens all over England and Wales. Also Northern Ireland now. There are a number of gardens in Northern Ireland. Actually a beautiful place to go and visit. Some lovely gardens up there that they started last year for the first time with us. And in the Channel Islands too. Scotland also has its own garden scheme, and very similar to us. And they also have some just stunning places that you can go and visit. You know, very reasonably priced.
That sounds brilliant. Well, we're looking forward to a 2023 season. Just briefly then, give us a taster. Have we got some new stuff coming up this year? Don't give it all away, but have we got new stuff coming up?
Oh yes, we're very excited, Neil. We've got about 15 new ones. Now, some of those will be new gardens within groups, so not necessarily new openings, but new places to go within groups that you might have enjoyed in the past. But seeing some really good trends, one of the great events of 2022 was the return of King's College, which opened its Fellows Garden with us for the first time since the pandemic. And wonderful of them to lead the way. And not too long, March, Trinity College is back and we'll be opening its Fellows Garden. And it is wonderful to see the colleges coming back. Really, really great friends of the National Garden Scheme. Both of those two have been opening with us since 1928, more than 90 years. Yes, and so we're really excited about that. Further afield, we've got gardens like the Ramsey Walled Garden, which is a community garden, actually, up at Ramsey, up in the old Huntingdonshire. Mm-hmm. Wonderful place to go and visit. That gives you a bit of a taste. And on the next bulletin, when I speak to you, Neil, next month, we'll go into this. We'll do a bit of a deep dive.
Sounds good.
Into the into the new gardens that are going to be open for the county.
Sounds good. Well, 2022 was obviously a success. Something I'd like to think that at least some of the people who've been listening to our jibber jabber for the past year went out and saw some gardens and helped raise staggering amounts, over £3 million there for nursing charities. So well done to you and well done on 76,000 for Cambridgeshire. That's brilliant. So we will pick up regularly throughout 2023. Start getting these dates and things in the diary. If people want to start and look ahead, though, the website that they really do need to bookmark for a year's worth of garden visits, where should they go?
Yes, it's ngs.org.uk. And if you go on there, you can even open an account and then you can mark gardens that are of interest, and you'll then get reminders a little bit closer to the time about those gardens. And if you like social media, we do have our own county social media. It's National Garden Scheme CAMS on Facebook and CAMS NGS on Twitter.
Fantastic. All right. Well, it's good to catch up with you. Glad to know 2022 is such a success. We'll try and do the same and even more for you for 2023. For now, Penny Miles from the National Garden Scheme. Thanks for joining.
Thank you so much, Neil.